Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary in Washington. Caring for you when you need the care the most. It's the first Monday of a brand new month, and as always, a visit with Washington Mayor Joe Wellman for our first Monday of the month. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for joining us today. It's a busy month of October coming up for the city of Washington, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The big concert we've got coming up week after next, the 15th of October. You've been all over the radio with that.
Yeah,
we appreciate that.
Looking forward to it.
That's what it ought to be, a great show. There are still tickets available for it, I understand, at the Chamber of Commerce for just $10 a person. That's a heck of a deal for $10.
And these guys are high energy. They bring an awesome stage show. They played a lot of casinos, and they've even played at Disney World and all across the country. They're in Washington, Indiana next Saturday, October 15th. We're talking about the Devonshires. So make sure to get your tickets for that.
Yes.
It's part of the community concert series. You know, it's hard to believe it's been a busy year, but, when we first started these concerts, this is number 5.
Right.
They're almost in the books.
I know. You're right. It's been a busy, busy year with the Bicentennial. It's almost kind of bittersweet now that it's kind of winding down. We do still have several things going on. We've got two concerts. We got the encapsulation of the time capsule that we'll be doing later in November here. So,
are they still getting ideas on what to put in the time capsule?
Yes. Terry Kelso is in charge of that piece of it, and she's open to any kind of ideas. I think the latest idea is to put some menus in from some of the local restaurants.
That's cool.
So that they can see how healthy or unhealthy we ate in 2016, 50 years from now.
See if they're still here 50 years from now, too.
Yes, that'd be fun. A couple other things going on. We are starting to do some fall paving and curbs and sidewalks in the city, so please drive careful. It was particularly on Memorial Avenue, we're doing some drainage work around the street department there and into the lake. We had some erosion issues, so we're putting a curb and a nice sidewalk in there, and then we'll be paving that. Big event coming up on the 13th of October from 4 to 7 p.m. Eastside Park. You don't want to miss this. Safety Night Out was started several years ago. We've had it in the city about every 2 to 3 years. It's headed up by our police department. We have a lot of organizations and agencies involved with that. It's going to be demonstrations by our canine team. The entire police department will be there. The sheriff's department, dive team will be putting on demonstrations. We have law enforcement from Lagodi, Martin County, Elnora, Odin are all going to be represented. I believe I said the dive team with sheriff's department, state police are going to be there. The city line crew and wastewater departments, Rural Electric will be there, National Guard, Friends for Animals, our canine team, the medical, Southwest Medical, the Davis Community Hospital will be there, ROTC, food and inflatables, please come.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Next Thursday, October 13th, that'll be here before you know it, Eastside Park. It's all absolutely free, right?
Yes, all absolutely free. We'll be having food cooked by Hanks, and we want to thank Jumpin' Jacks. They're going to be giving away coupons for kids, they kind of got this ball rolling a few months ago, and we want to thank them for their help.
Absolutely. What else you got on your list there?
Well, that's kind of what I got on my list. It's Halloween coming up. We've set Halloween night on Halloween, which I believe is on Monday this week. That's always a big deal in the city. There will be several safety stops. I don't have a list of those yet, but there will be several of those for kids to go to throughout the city. We always have good turnout for that.
And you're taking sign-ups now for the Christmas parade, too. You want to get on board for the Christmas parade.
That will be the weekend of the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Be a night parade again. We're going to change the route this year and end with the floats out at Eastside Park, where Santa Claus will join and welcome the kids. The committee's still working on that. If you do want to sign up, please call the mayor's office, 254-5575, and talk to Debbie and get signed up. Get your group in the theme this year is a bicentennial Christmas.
It's going to be a great couple of months. We're getting into that holiday season now. What was it I saw? There's like 8 Mondays left until Christmas now. So.
Oh, my. Thanks for telling us that.
maybe it's 12. 12, I guess. But anyway you look at it, it's getting closer. So
keep giving us the countdown for us guys, that wait till the last minute.
Before you know it, it'll be here. Washington Mayor Joe Wellman joins us the first Monday of every month for a city update. Mayor, we always appreciate the visit. And Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.